You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here at 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to East Lansing Police Chief Julie Liebler. Good evening, Chief. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm very well. Just today, officially named as chief of the East Lansing Police Department. You've been acting director since Tom Weibert retired in October of 2010. How does it feel to have the official title?
Well, I'm not sure that it's completely sunk in yet. It's a little bit overwhelming at times. It's been good so far, though.
Now, you were chosen from a pretty impressive panel as well, which has to make you feel even better. It's kind of like, you know, at the Oscars, they say it's an honor to be nominated, but to get the position, that should give you a big vote of confidence.
Yes, you know, and there obviously was a lot of very good candidates, and so I certainly appreciate the opportunity.
And could you give us some of your background? You've been with the East Lansing Police Department since 1987. Give us your background in law enforcement and what led you to the career.
Okay. I actually started as a part-time job while I was in college writing parking tickets. My degree was in Parks and Recreation, and I really had no intention of being a police officer, but I had that job, and then about a year later, I went to the police academy, and I had several different positions within the department. I was a undercover narcotics officer. I was on the tactical team, in the detective bureau, several different supervisory positions, and 23 years later, I'm the chief.
Well, that's you're a lot more popular as the chief, I imagine, than you were as writing parking tickets.
You could say that.
That's a thankless job for certain.
It is.
For certain. You have some interesting, being the police chief in East Lansing, with the students there, you've got an interesting population that you're working with on a daily basis. How does that look to you?
Well, you know, there's a lot of diversity in East Lansing, a lot of young people, a lot of creativity, and, you know, it's never a dull moment, as they say, but, you know, we deal with a lot of different things. Certainly young people is one of them, but we do have other issues that come up every now and then, too. So it's every day is a little bit different.
Well, in police work, that is absolutely for certain. And I imagine a part of the job is making sure that everybody is getting along, the students and the full-time residents as well.
That's true. There's occasionally conflicting ideas about what should be acceptable, and we do our best to mediate that and find the happy medium.
And you touched on it a little bit, but you have dealt in all different areas of law enforcement. I mean, undercover narcotics, public information officer. I mean, you've covered the gamut.
Yep, I think I've held almost every position in the police department.
Well, what do you do now after this one?
That's a good question. You know, I'd like to focus on, you know, Tom Weibert did a great job interacting with the community, and you know, we have a very professional police department, so I'd like to continue some of the things that he started and then expand on our role in the community and perhaps use technology a little bit more, those types of things.
What areas of technology would you like to ramp up a little more?
Well, we have a lot of fairly new software that I don't think we use to our full potential that we could perhaps use for crime mapping or identifying problem issues as they come up and those types of things.
Now, what are some of the challenges that you see in your new position in East Lansing?
Probably the biggest is going to be the financing of the police department. You know, as you know, the economy continues to not do very well. So, you know, that affects our funding, and there's less money available every year, and we need to continue to do what we've been doing with less resources. So I think that's going to be the single biggest issue.
That was budget was the very next question on my list is how to deal with that, and it's not helpful, but every other city is doing the exact same thing, is trying to figure out how to do more with less. How many officers does East Lansing have at the present time?
We have 60.
Okay, and so your goal is to try to keep as many of those officers on the street as possible, and working for the residents of the city of Lansing.
East Lansing, yes.
East Lansing, I'm sorry. Yes. You looked right at the wrong thing. You were instrumental in developing, it is my understanding, the community policing. What is the theory behind community policing, and how does that work?
The theory is that the community is involved in solving the problems in their neighborhoods and in their areas. They're more aware of what goes on. They know who belongs, who doesn't belong, and to share that information with the police and help establish strategies to deal with issues rather than simply responding to the same address over and over again, looking at long-term solutions to solve those types of problems.
And I imagine part of that is having a positive interaction with residents kind of goes along with that before you get a 911 call.
Yes, a positive and an ongoing relationship, so that when they do call, that they, you know the officer that's coming. It's talked to them before, and they have that relationship established.
Do you think community policing has been working in East Lansing?
You know, we sort of had to modify it a little bit because East Lansing is such a unique community. You know, the student population is so transient that it's difficult to establish those long-term relationships because they tend to move almost every year. But I think there's some additional opportunities in terms of making connections with them in some of the student organizations and the neighborhood organizations so that, you know, we can continue that relationship.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a good start. Again, you've been doing this for a couple of years, but it's official today. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Very well. And I'm sure we'll be talking several times in the future. So I appreciate you being willing to chat with me today on your first day, official day as chief of the East Lansing Police Department.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too.
We've been speaking with East Lansing Police Chief Julie Liebler.